The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of a brilliant man who had a hard time finishing things. Leonardo da Vinci, born in the Republic of Florence in 1452, he lived for 67 years, painted 17 paintings, The Last Supper and Mona Lisa, kept notebooks full of ideas about architecture and technology, drew up plans for parachutes and an assault battleship, a revolving bridge, a deep-sea diving suit. He worked 11 years designing a sculpture of a horse which would be rearing up on its hind legs. So it was a difficult problem of balance. The final sculpture would weigh many tons when it was cast in bronze. The sculpture went unfinished until 1999, when a Japanese-American sculptor used Da Vinci's drawings to build the horse, which was 23 feet high, weighed 15 tons, and was perfectly balanced. In 2001, in Oslo, builders completed a Da Vinci bridge supported by huge rings. Da Vinci was best known for his painting Mona Lisa, considered to be the most recognizable work of art in the world. He kept it with him most of his life, working on it now and again. People have puzzled over the identity of the woman in the painting. And recently, a computer graphics consultant analyzed the painting and found that the nose, mouth, forehead, cheekbones, and eyebrows all lined up with a portrait that Da Vinci painted of himself. So he may have used himself as the model. It's the birthday of the novelist Henry James, born in New York City, 1843, who at some point in his childhood was injured, possibly in a fire. He described the injury as horrid, but never said much more about it to his friends. Scholars have suggested that perhaps he was scarred in some way, which would explain why he never had a single love affair with anybody. So far as people know, he died without ever having even received a romantic kiss. But he wrote almost 10 million words of fiction and nonfiction, including Daisy Miller, Washington Square, The Portrait of a Lady. He became a British citizen near the end of his life. One time he said to a group of his English friends, "However British you may be, I am more British still." His popularity has been on the rise lately, thanks to the movies based on his novels, Portrait of a Lady, Washington Square, and The Wings of the Dove. Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips, entitled Headlines. War dims hope for peace. Plane too close to ground, crash probe told. Clinton wins budget, more lies ahead. Miners refuse to work after death. Include your children when baking cookies. War dims hope for peace. Something went wrong in jet crash, experts say. Prostitutes appeal to Pope. Clinton wins budget, more lies ahead. Local high school dropouts cut in half. Couple slain, police suspect homicide. War dims hope for peace. Stolen painting found by tree. Panda mating fails, veterinarian takes over. Clinton wins budget, more lies ahead. Iraqi head seeks arms. Police campaign to run down jaywalkers. War dims hope for peace. Clinton wins budget, more lies ahead. A poem by Robert Phillips, Headlines, from his collection Circumstances Beyond Our Control, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.